ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 1 द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंट्रोडक्शन टेक्स्ट नंबर 54। श्रीवासुदेवः उवाच ना हि आशयः ते भयं सौम्य यत् वै स आह अशरीरवाक् पुत्रं समर्पयिष्ये आशयः यतः ते भयं उत्थितं। श्रीवासुदेव उवाच नाहि अशस्ते भयं सौम्या यद्वै शारीरिका भाग यद्वै सह शरीरवाग पुत्रं समर्पयिष्यस्य यतस्ते भयमुत्थिताम्। वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग। श्रीवासुदेव उवाच। श्रीवासुदेव सेड ना नॉट ही इंडीड आशयः फ्रॉम देवकी ते ऑफ यू भयं फियर सौम्य ओ मोस्ट सोबर यत विच वाय इंडीड स दैट ओमेन अह डिक्टेटेड अशरीरवाक् a vibration without a body putran all my sons samarpayishe I shall deliver to you asayah of her devaki yatah from whom te your भयं फियर उत्थितं हैज अराइजन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट ऑल्सो बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। वसुदेव सेड ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द सोबर यू हैव नथिंग टू फियर from your sister Devaki because of what you have heard from the unseen woman. The cause of death will be her sons. Therefore, I promise that when she gives birth to the sons from whom your fear has arisen, I shall deliver them all unto your hands. Please repeat. Vasudeva said, O best of the sober, you have nothing to fear from your sister Devaki because of what you have heard from the unseen woman. The cause of death will be her sons. Therefore, I promise that when she gives birth to the sons from whom your fear has arisen, I shall deliver them all unto your hands. Purport. Kamsa feared Devaki's existence because after her 8th pregnancy, she should give birth to a son who would kill him. Vasudev, therefore, to assure his brother-in-law the utmost safety, promised to bring him all the sons. He would not wait for the 8th son, but from the very beginning would deliver to the hands of Kamsa all the sons to which Devaki would give birth. This was the most liberal proposition offered by Vasudev to Kamsa. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauradvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktyavataram Bhaktyakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Shute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So before I start the lecture, I would like to request Her Grace Devi Shakti Mataji, His Holiness Radharman Maharaj and all of you, please bless me so that I can speak few meaningful words on the holy subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. So as it is the culture in India, the Indian tradition, that whenever the sister is getting married, after the marriage ceremony, the brother, he accompanies the sister and the brother-in-law and goes to the brother-in-law's house to keep the sister there and tell her that this is your permanent home. Your father's house is not there anymore. So Kamsa also, he is following the same tradition. After the marriage of Vasudev and Devaki, in order to fulfill his duty, in order to please Devaki, Kamsa, he took Vasudev and Devaki on the chariot and he took charge of the reins of the chariot and he was proceeding to Vasudev's house. So they were going along the way and then all of a sudden Kamsa and all of them, they hear unembodied voice addressing Kamsa that, "You fool, you rascal, you are taking so much care." This is Prabhupada speaks on verse number 34. While Kamsa, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Sham Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai, Shri La Prabhupada ki jai. While Kamsa, controlling the reins of the horses, was driving the chariot along the way, an unembodied voice addressed him, "You foolish rascal, the eighth child of the woman you are carrying will kill you." And the whole picture was changed. It was a full transformation of Kamsa and he immediately took out the sword and ready to kill Devaki, Vasudev's new wife. So Vasudev had to think quickly and he tried so much logic and reasons for Kamsa. "You should not kill your sister, it's not very good, things happen after death, reaction comes upon us, we have to accept another body." And Kamsa, he was not getting any of these things. So then Vasudev made the best offer, and this is today's verse, that he is putting the best offer in front of Krishna, in front of Kamsa, and he put on his face a smile. And even though internally he was in pain, but still the smile was there in his face. This is very interesting. Even though Vasudev was a perfectly equipoised devotee, but still he is feeling some pain inside in such a situation. But yet he was smiling outside and internally he was feeling pain. Yet he is 100% focused on what is the best to do for Krishna's pleasure. That is the equanimity. That is not that he is not feeling some kind of pain because of his wife he was getting murdered by Kamsa. But his equanimity is that 100% he is thinking and seeing what is the best thing to do in this situation for Krishna's pleasure. How am I going to bring Krishna's appearance in this world? So he was smiling externally, although internally he was suffering. He was feeling pain. Now actually, you can say that Vasudev, he was a duplicitous. Although he was feeling pain, so much pain inside, but outside he was smiling. And that is the nature of this world. And Srila Prabhupada explains that even in such a dangerous situation, even a devotee can be duplicitous. Because he was fixed on what is the best for Krishna. He is independent on the biases of this material world. The real independence is that we are fully dependent on what is pleases Krishna, what is the best thing for Krishna. And in that ground, the pure devotional service stands. So Kamsa trusted Vasudev. Vasudev is giving. So then Vasudev started speaking that you are so concerned of the eighth child of Devaki, which will be the cause of your distress, of your killing. But I am promising you that I will bring all the children to you. And Kamsa, he trusted Vasudev, because Vasudev is giving me, and Kamsa was thinking that Vasudev, he was giving me his word of honor. So Kamsa was very satisfied with that. He took pleasure in that. And he was thinking that this is the nature of the devotee, that they keep their words. So Kamsa, he trusted Vasudev. And Vasudev brought the first child to Kamsa's disposal. And then Kamsa, he said, Vasudev, you take this child back. I don't need it. Only the eighth child is little bit of problem with. So I don't need this child. You take it back. And when Kamsa was thinking like that, and he is speaking to Vasudev like this, then Narad Muni enters in the picture. As we know from Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni is an extraordinary character. So Narad Muni intervenes, and he is saying, Kamsa, and he is thinking that what is going on here? What is happening? Kamsa is getting, he is feeling very compassionate to Vasudev. What is happening? He is feeling very magnanimous. And Vasudev, then Narad Muni, he said that, do you know, Kamsa, any children can be the cause of your distress, of your killing. Any child. You can count from this side or the other side. Any child can be the cause of your killing. And Narad Muni said that Narad Muni's intention was that the more horrendous the Kamsa becomes, the quicker the appearance of the Lord will be. So Narad Muni, he says that this returning of these children, of the first child of Vasudev, is delaying Krishna's appearance Leela. So Vasudev, because he was a pure devotee of the Lord, and Narad Muni, he is trying his best to fully satisfy the Supreme Lord. So Acharya explains that this giving this child back is delaying Krishna's appearance. And Acharya explains that one time Narad Muni, he visited the city of Kamsa. And as soon as he went there, Kamsa came out. When Narad Muni visited, Kamsa came out from his palace and he worshipped Narad Muni. And he said, Narad Muni said, that I visited the heavenly planet and there was a meeting. And what was the meeting? That they are discussing, the demigods, that how to cruelly kill you. So then Narad Muni, he speaks to Kamsa like this. And when Vasudev, the Kamsa was returning the children, Vasudev, of course, he understood that such a character of Kamsa, you can't trust Kamsa. So to back up Vasudev's prediction, Narad Muni came to agitate the situation. So Narad Muni was thinking that this action is delaying the Narada's Narada decided that I got to accelerate the Leela past this blockage. So we can understand that although Kamsa, he was always remembering the Krishna, but this remembering the Krishna from Kamsa's side, it is not considered as the pure devotional service. The pure devotional service has to be in favorable to Krishna. The remembrance and all the other things has to be in favorable to Krishna. As Srila Rupa Goswami explained that Anya Bhilasita Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavritam Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Ruttama, that the pure devotional service, the first class devotional service, has to be in favorable to Krishna. And in pure devotional service, there should be no other desire other than bhakti. And also, it should be uncovered. It should not be covered with jnana and karma. So in that standard, pure devotional service has to be performed. So although Narad Muni, although Kamsa, he was remembering Krishna all the time, so his remembrance is not to be accepted as pure devotional service. So we have to understand that we are staying in Sri Vrindavan Dham and we are meant to relish all these pastimes and all these leelas of Lord Krishna and to make our life successful in this way. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that Kamsa feared Devaki's existence because after her 8th pregnancy, she should give birth to a son who would kill him. So, Vasudev and Devaki, even in their previous life, they performed so much austerity when they were in Vrishni and Sutapa. So, they performed so much austerity and they desired to have the Supreme Lord as their son. And Supreme Lord Krishna said that no one can be like me. If you desire to be a son like me, then I have to appear as your son. So, although Narad Muni, devotees can say that why Narad Muni is behaving like this, but Narad Muni's only intention is that how quickly Krishna can appear. And as quickly Krishna appeared, he can kill Kamsa, and Vasudev and Devaki, they can come out from the jail and they can be relieved from these painful situation. The essence is Krishna's pleasure. However, whatever services we do, whatever activities we do, the essence is Krishna's pleasure. And especially for the devotees in Sri Vrindavan Dham, we are performing different activities, we are performing different things to please Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai, Srila Prabhupada, and the devotees. So our main business, to as long as we are staying in Vrindavan, because our life is short, so we have to perform our spiritual services, our devotional services, as long as we are in this body. So we have to perform our services very nicely and always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And it is very appropriate for us, because all these pastimes of Krishna, it happened in Vrindavan and Mathura. So this is more appropriate for us that we relish all these pastimes, we study Srila Prabhupada's books and we perform our devotional services very, very nicely. Maharaj, you want to add anything?
Because you know that demigods are very greedy. They may start, they have told that eighth child, they will start maybe another child. So this will be first. And also some Purana described that by Narada here in the language of Punjab. Then flower, lotus flower. And the lotus flower had eight petals from him. And he gave comes up, first of all count how many petals are there in the flower. He said that much mathematics I know. Said so then I said, quite a bit, which one is first one and which second and which one? Eight. Isn't that anybody in the round, so any depends which one is first, depends where you start to come. That any of eight can become first or any of eight can become second. And then that is by the Shumai. Then you will be. So you know, we don't know that baby God will start counting from any child. So we don't swear in his singer. And that is why this is apparently appears as like such a cruel thing. Instigated in Brooklyn. And 6 children of them were killed right in front of Vasudeva, one after another. Bhagavatam described that he gave up. The guy got in 1 year, first 1 year, second year. Six children were killed. And Naradji becomes the leader. And there he goes. Otherwise, one was very polite, very respectful, such a humble position. He was a prince king. But he wanted to please his sister Devi. He wanted to render some service to herself. And he was doing that one also. Becomes driver of prince and becomes driver of the chariot. So, why Devi gods spoke like this and why Narada? It is a Swiss fight, their behavior was known so against Krishna consciousness. Because that about 6 children, described as 6 children, originally they were the sons of Marichi. And they were caught. They were destined to be killed by God. So this is simply Narada activity, the revelation of that. And also Narada wanted that Krishna should appear sooner before late.
Yeah. As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. If Kamsa would show compassion or service attitude towards Devi and Vasudeva, then first of all Krishna will not appear. Why he should come? He appears because Paritranaya Sadhana, in order to protect the devotee. Devotees are treated here very nicely. They come to why he should come.
Krishna.
So for that reason the Devi got a show. And also Devi gods have the Narada that Krishna should not be confused. Knowing external behavior of Kamsa and being better. So they wanted to be in that part, still he was in mood of service because his body is such a thing, he is a sister and servant. But no, only service attitude of waste or bodily to that part. Otherwise, they very much poor and they very much wanted. Narada wanted that Krishna should see the actual position, actual individual, one after another, 6 children of his own sister. There are so many torture, all the descendants of who
Yeah, because Narada Muni's position is very important, and in our condition, maybe we may make some mistake that why Narada Muni is behaving like that. But internally, he is meditating upon that how quickly Krishna will take birth. That was his inner intention. But outside, he is, that was his inner intention, he is striving for that. That how dangerous Kamsa can behave so that Krishna appear quickly. And also from Kamsa's part, we can also see that how Kamsa, he appreciated the quality of a devotee in Vasudev, because he trusted Vasudev. Whatever Vasudev said, that why you are feeling so much fearful, I will bring you all the children, I will bring all the 8 children, why you are so much fearful? And Kamsa, he trusted on Vasudev. So that is, we can see in Kamsa's behavior. You wanted to say anything, Karbhajan Prabhu? It's not on. Okay, take that mic, the 24-hour kirtan. Because we have to understand that Narada Muni is not an ordinary soul. He is a pure devotee of Krishna, and he understands Krishna's mood 100%. Although Krishna is taking his time to appear, to kill Kamsa, but Narada Muni knows that he will appear ultimately. And it was confirmed by the Lord himself when Vasudev and Devaki, in their previous life, Krishni and Sutapa, Krishna confirmed that I will appear in your womb and then I will take birth. So all this situation was arranged from before. Nothing was happening without arrangement. So although Krishna is taking his time, not the first son, second son, third son, eighth son, but Krishna will appear ultimately. So when Narad Muni, he sees that Kamsa is behaving so rudely, he is giving so much trouble to Vasudeva and Devaki, then Narad Muni, he tries to agitate the situation. And he is forcing Kamsa to act more roughly and more rudely so that Krishna appear quickly. And in that way Krishna will kill Kamsa, and also he will appear and deliver Vasudeva and Devaki, that they were suffering so much from so many years.
So similar, when Krishna interfered in front of Vasudeva and Devaki, he would have been Kamsa immediately. So why so long?
See, everything is arranged by the Lord. Krishna could have killed the Kamsa immediately, without doing anything. But everything has a purpose. If Krishna would have killed Kamsa immediately, then Vasudev and Devaki wouldn't be glorified so much. They suffered so much. And who can take such a suffering like the Vasudev and Devaki did? Starting from the marriage ceremony, right after the marriage, Devaki and Vasudev went through so much struggle in order to get the great Krishna as their child. So everything has a purpose, and we cannot understand that. What Krishna is planning for each one of us, for every one of us, we cannot judge that. So Krishna does everything as per his plan. We may have a different plan. Yes, yes.
That's why perform his pastime.
Yes. Yes. Killing of Krishna, that is a different business. But the main intention of Krishna, that he plays his pastimes at different pastime places like Mathura, Vrindavan, Dwaraka. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that Bhakta Ganesh Shuk Dite Prabhu Rabota. That out of many reasons of Krishna's appearance, one important reason is that Krishna appears just to give pleasure to his devotees. That is his main business. Like that. Any other questions or comment? Yes, if you see Kamsa, why he is behaving like that, everything has a purpose. And who can fight with Krishna? Not a conditioned soul. When Krishna appears, as we know, he doesn't come alone. He comes, someone has to be his father, someone has to be his mother, some devotees has to assist him in performing his pastimes, in his leela. So then with Krishna, his whole entourage comes, appears with Krishna. So there has to be some personalities who can give Krishna the mellows of rivalry, the veer-ras, so that Krishna, time to time, they can fight with them also. So then Kamsa is also not an ordinary soul. He is fighting with Krishna, he is not an ordinary soul. But the picture, it is like that in front of us, that everything has a purpose. Krishna is the whole, Krishna's pastimes, all the pastimes, is teaching us some lessons. That even in the crucial situation that Vasudeva and Devaki, they were suffering so much, but still they didn't give up their devotional service. And they are also not ordinary soul, the father of Krishna, mother of Krishna. So by seeing those examples, we can see that even we perform our devotional services, what will be our situation? What is waiting for us if we perform our devotional service in a favorable way? So like that. Maharaj wants to say something. This mic is coming.
Leela is a player. In a play, someone player, I should play the role of villain also.
Yes.
For example, Kamsa even that,
yes,
he also acted nicely.
Yes.
Everything was perfect leela. Krishna was playing him for leela. And Kamsa was also one of the player.
Yes.
He also,
yes,
acted.
Yes.
So in the play, in the leela, someone has to play the role of the villain. And personally or unfortunately,
yes,
Kamsa was given that.
Yes.
That.
Yes.
So, though for the audience, it appears that he is invited, but inside, behind the curtain, play the stage, they are threatening.
Yes. And also we can just imagine Kamsa's position. He was personally killed by Krishna. It was an unfavorable situation. He, his devotional service, it was not favorable. We don't accept it favorably. But still, he was performing the pastimes. He was assisting Krishna in performing his pastimes. So he was also liberated. So we can understand in the same way that if we perform the devotional service favorably, then what will be our ultimate goal? What will be our situation? So like that. Thank you very much. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.